So let's return to this second part of the previous question. How can we anchor ourselves? That's a very wonderful word to use. How can we anchor ourselves to meet disruptions when we are away from mana and the loving kindness that is so easy to feel and express here, isn't it? We are not being disrupted from the outside here. Whatever disruptions are coming from the inside as we contemplate certain questions or issues in our lives. But we're not getting much practice in disruption from the outside because this situation here, mana, is so blissfully benign. It's not hard for us to feel great love for one another, is it? It's pretty wonderful, actually. Pretty wonderful, and it shows on all your faces. So I want to address this word. How do we anchor ourselves? Because it has profound implications of steadying ourselves from the inside out. And I really do not want to give a single recipe here, because the depth that the anchor needs to fall two needs to be congruent with the depth of the disruption coming from outside ourselves. Yeah? And to a very great extent, only you can know, each one of you, or each person listening, only you can know what will anchor you, what in your experience of life thus far will anchor you. Now, so let me think as I speak. What would anchor me? First of all, an acceptance. And please, this is not a recipe. It is not take half a pound of whatever it was and, you know, half a pound of tuppenny rice and half a pound of treacle. No. No, please don't. These are only possibilities. You will have possibilities of your own. And maybe that's the first place of your inquiry. What is needed here? Okay, so let me just think aloud. The first thing I come to is that I will usually not be immediately anchored. If it's big, I will not be immediately anchored. How long have I been doing spiritual practice? Well, all my life and my lifetimes. With, you know, more or less attentiveness and more or less clear mind and sometimes a great deal less than attentiveness and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I need to accept that I will not be immediately anchored. And at least take the sting of, you know, deluded omniscience out of it. Yeah? When I wrote Forgiveness and Other Acts of Love, it was such an act of courage. Because I had to really face that nothing I knew was of much use. You know, and I was a highly trained, accomplished psychotherapist. We're never highly trained, accomplished spiritual practitioners because we're always in process. Yeah. The second thing is I would allow myself to feel my anxiety and disappointment. And that's very uncomfortable. I would allow myself to feel it. And I have spent years disallowing. And having to get sick or exhausted. Or whatever. Okay? So I allow myself to feel what I'm feeling. And then a long way between 2 and 3 would be a mixture of God help me please, please God help me, and God, we are in this together, and what can I bring to the situation? What can I bring to the situation so that I can first tolerate it without imposing my anxiety upon it? This is very hard and asks a great deal of us. We impose our anxiety on many situations. I'm assuming somehow here in this that it is not just a grief, but it may be a grief. In which case, what is needed at this point, more than God help me, is God, let me be present to my own griefs and to all who grieve. Now, you don't need to say God help me, because that's not to everybody's taste. But you're asking also for an inspiration that let's, in shorthand terms, call divine. You could call it the collective unconscious if you preferred. You could call it what an angel once whispered in your ear. Yeah. I think that's 1, 2, 3. I think at 4 we might consider our very clumsy version of Wu Wei, not immediate action, spaciousness. All of this, of course, could take place in seconds, or it might take weeks. How do I know what's called for until I'm in it? Spiritual practice in the present moment. Okay. So not leaping towards what I have always done. On the other hand, learning from what I have always done. And asking myself, what is healing here? Or what would be harming? You see, the anchor that needs to go down to the deep, deep is itself a geological formation. You know, it's so lovely, isn't it, when you see those. I wish I'd studied a tiny little bit of geology. When you see all those layers made up through patient millennia with all their colours and with all their subtleties of tone, can you envisage your anchor as a geological formation? Yeah? Made up of great subtleties of experience. But there can be much loneliness in anchoring. So maybe the last one would be to ask yourself, not just what help do I need here, but really, more precisely still, from which direction could help come? So help itself is a geological formation, because it's made up of all the moments of understanding that we have received, from the moment of understanding that we need right now in this present time, from the understanding that we might call upon in our journal, from the understanding that we might call upon from our loved one or loved ones or deeper spiritual friends, or from our teachers, and regardless of if they are in the body or not in the body. That's a long answer, but I think deep calling to deep deserves that reflection. And again, it is not a recipe. I think I left out the other thing, that because there's a kind of a long way down the track. This applies to forgiveness, it applies massively to grief, and it applies less to disruptions that are of a more minor variety. We ask, and also, what is this disruption telling me, reminding me of? I'm reminded to sit back because my teacher Ailsa advises this. So I've been habitually leaning forward so that I can be closer to your hearts. But actually, I'm just as close to your hearts if I sit back. So, you know, this is so interesting too, because we do what's habitual. And sometimes there has to be a disruption. We do what's habitual. And sometimes there has to be a disruption to move us out of the habitual and into the more integrated. Gosh.
Thank you for that, Stephanie. It was really, really